Morning. Happy blessings. Much love. Our theme for today is going to be, Who am I serving? So rest back in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person here to be listening. So follow a breath, just aware of the happening without comment. And again, just aware of the happening, air coming in, air going out. Witnessing as letting go is happening, just happening. Still following the breath. And witness the restful, peaceful happening, just happening. Still following the breath. Aware of the quietude and the stillness happening. And as you follow any of your practices along your way, be it a breathing practice or a meditation or yoga, anything you do in your spiritual practice, be sure you are in the understanding that you are not doing any of them to get or to gain anything. Be in the understanding there is nothing for you to achieve and no place for you to get to. You are already what you are. Still following a breath. Now in scripture, there is a saying, choose this day whom you will serve. For us, it is, am I serving my false identity or am I serving my true identity? Do I take up with the false and the beliefs? Or do I rest in the truth of my being beyond beliefs? So we're going to, look here. Now, who did you serve yesterday? There is no time, there's no yesterday or tomorrow, but we're going to use these words. And who have you been serving so far this day? Do you know? Are you aware? Is there still the service to the identity of body mind? As being me and mine? What have the thoughts been about me or a mine that were taken in and believed embraced. Okay. Who are you identifying as in this breath, in this moment? Am I still just a name with a body? Okay. So we're going to take a little check-in and we're going to take a little look. Okay. So still in that space, just follow a breath. Now, as this next breath rises in your awareness, recognize this is not the breath of a person. It is not a Mary's breath. It is not Sam's breath. It's not Gary's breath. There's no person here to claim. I am breathing. And yet, something is witnessing the movement of air. Something is aware of a breath sensation. So just follow another breath. We're going to take this slow. Now, ask the question, whose breath is this? If it is not Mary's breath, or Sam's breath, or Gary's breath, it's not as my breath or your breath. And whose breath is this? Just let any thoughts rise, if there are any. Just let them be there. You're asking the question, whose breath is this? So, what is happening? There is the witnessing of a sensation. There is the witnessing of breath. Or air entering a body. And witnessing a sensation of what is called a breath leaving the body. So take a breath, follow a breath, and follow it as a witness. Follow the breath. There's no comments, There's no adjectives. There's no trying to understand it, no figure it out. In the stillness, follow a breath in. Follow it as it leaves the body. Making that space, aware of the picture, aware of sensations. But that silent space is there. And there's no need to be involved with what is being witnessed. Okay. Now, did you change anything? What we've just been doing, just following a sensation, witnessing a sensation. Did you change anything? Did you have to obtain something? Witnessing was there. Did you need to manifest anything? The witnessing was just happening. Did you need to get rid of anything to be quietly witnessing? No. There was nothing you needed to do. There was nothing you needed to get. There was no place you had to be. You were being your natural self, witnessing the movement, the happenings of life, of God, of consciousness, of self. You are just being your natural self as witness, as awareness of the happening. You will always remain as you are, formless, invisible, infinite witness. The point here is in these moments, you are being naturally what you are without effort, without requirements, just naturally being what you already are. That is serving the self. serving being. And to be in this place of naturalness, of witness, of awareness, recognize again, there's nothing you had to change. There's nothing you had to acquire. There's nothing you had to do. Just be. In that place of your rightful identity. And you're there without bandwagons, without parades, without fireworks. You're there naturally. You are naturally the infinite witness and awareness of what is happening. What is unnatural to us is trying to be the happening, trying to be the doer, trying to be that person, or trying to be a better person. No one is going to know the self that they are by efforting to be a better person. I know that might sound illogical, but if the effort is put into being a person, you would still not be recognizing that you're not the person. It is when we attempt to identify ourselves as being person, as being personality, as being in ownership of our stories and being our stories, it is when we attempt to make the body and the mind our true self. It's in those moments that the witness or the self or the God consciousness or the divine presence, it's in those moments when that seems to slip away. And it's then in those moments that you may seemingly have a victim present. Because it's only in the story of person that you can have a victim or a victimizer, where you can have life and death, where you can have beginnings and endings. So when we serve the identity of person, when we effort through the day to be a doer, or we effort through the day to achieve, to attain, to get, when we effort to minimize loss and get more, We are living in that sense of separation. We are living, attempting to live as something that we are not. Okay. So in identifying with the body, we will find that victim, that one who suffers. We will even believe that it is ourself that is suffering. When you remove identifying your divine being as a body and a mind, when you turn and live in that sense of witness, in the sense, in the state, in the being, in the presence of awareness, then anything can cross your horizon. You can witness anything in the vastness of infinity, and it will not be a burden. It will not be a suffering. It will not be in victimhood. So your identity is as it has always been. There's never been a change in your identity. It would be like a wave in the ocean rising up and saying, well, I'm separate and apart from the ocean, and this is my new identity. I'm a wave that's 5 inches tall. I am here in crystal clean water. And a little foam at the top. Okay. That's me. That's my identity. That's what I am. This 5-inch little wave here. That's my whole identity. And that is what we are doing when we attempt to identify as person. You are the infinite presence. And in ignorance, we try to identify as this small little person that lives perhaps in fear or anxiety because it has no connection, no communion with anything other than its own mind thoughts. So when this little 5-inch wave begins to recognize, oh, wait a minute, I have this, oh, what is here beneath me? Wow, this vastness, this power of this movement. And I have risen up from this power, from this vastness. Now I am in communion with what I truly am, fullness of the vastness of the ocean. No longer does the little wave struggle to remain a little wave. It has seen its truthful identity. And this is what is asked of each and every one of us. See your truthful identity. You are not the little wave rising out of the ocean. You are the ocean out of which everything rises. That is your identity. Doesn't matter the names, the labels that we use. Someone were to come up to this body form on the street and say, oh, nice to meet you. What's your name again? It's Mary. Plain and simple. Am I living Mary in my heart? No. But it's the label for this form. And we do communicate at the level of understanding with the one which we are communicating with. So even though our identity is beyond description, we still have to use these words. And this is what I'm saying. Yes, my name is Denise. Yes, my name is Peggy. Yes, my name is Mary, but I am not a Mary in your understanding. But that's in my heart. That knowingness is in my heart. I live my identity there. I have to fill out a form. Do I say I am as my name? No. I write down the name given to this form. Just like that vast body of water is given the label ocean. Do you think that that vast body of water knows that it is called ocean? No. It's only a label that was given on a form. For all I know, it could be butter. I don't know if it's an ocean that's only been given to me through teaching and training. I don't even know if it really has a name other than I. How could it? So, in your identity, that is your connection. That is your oneness. Everything is of your essence. And there is nothing you have to change to make it so. There is nothing you have to get to make it so. It's already is. So how are you doing? Okay, with our check-in. Have you been a person yesterday or now another thing on that person identity. Okay. If there's anger afoot, or if there's anxiety feelings or fearful feelings or happy feelings, minds will attempt to tempt you with, I am happy because I just had a call from my dear old friend. I am happy because I just got some new shoes. I am happy because I got a new car. I'm happy because. And it will also come to the other side. Okay? You are fearful because so and so or such and such is going on. Recognize you are witnessing fearfulness. You are witnessing happiness. You are witnessing anxiety feelings. And there is nothing wrong with that. It does not change your identity. Even when you pick up fear as being, I'm afraid of, if you would take but a moment, what is standing there aware of this feeling I am afraid of? What is witnessing that statement I am afraid of? What is aware of that feeling? Called fear. Something has to be present to witness the feeling, to witness the statement. Some are still thinking that they, the body mind, being their self, that myself is afraid. Takes you back to the question, is God afraid? Because I am the presence of God. But it comes from the attempting to identify yourself as a body. We can play that game as long as we like. We're never going to be the body mind. That's never going to happen. It never has happened. But we have this spiritual walk to bring us out of being the body mind. But you've never been the body mind. You've never been it. There's nothing for you to get out of. Your identity is your identity is your identity. It's never been anything else. It would be like the moon. I think I'm going to be the sun today. That's going to be my identity today, right? I'm going to shine like the sun. I'm going to be the sun. That's who I am. And that's who I am, right? So along comes a long, arduous spiritual journey where the moon finally discovers I cannot be the sun. I've never been the sun. I never will be the sun. I've always been the moon. And that's quite beautiful. So, although we do cover over our awareness of our rightful identity, we cannot change it or make it different or have it go away. We can only put on a blinder of thoughts so that it's not recognized. So here today, as you go through this little exercise of checking in, and I would recommend you do it kind of daily to check in and say, just ask, how's it going? But the thing to remember is that when there is anger, when there is the fear, or the doubts, that those are all part of you. They're not some separate little thing that you have to change or get rid of. You are the witness. You are the awareness. You're aware of the feeling of fear. You're aware of the feeling of anxiety, but you're aware of the feelings of happiness. The feelings of love. So don't give anything that mind considers negative to the mind, because it will tell you you are not there yet. See, you still get angry. See, you still get anxious. See, you still get confused about things. See, you still don't understand this. Do not give it to mind. Bless everything that comes to your awareness. Oh, there's that feeling of fear again. Bless you. Bless you. I am aware of you. Teach me what you will if you need to. Bless you. Feeling of anxiety, same thing. A breath resting in the heart. Blessings to you, feeling of anxiety. Everything is going to continue to come to your awareness. It cannot be taken personally. There is no personal fear. There is no personal anxiety. There's no personal happiness. There is no personal love. There is nothing personal. Even the idea of it being personal actually rises to your awareness. It's just in the misidentification that we serve something that doesn't exist, a person, a body mind. It is always your identity is what it has always been. Okay. Take a breath, check in with your thoughts. How are they doing? Checking in, just keeping a little witness going on there. Just witness some of the thoughts. See what they're up to. So, again, there is nothing to obtain, and there's nothing to create. It is being the emptiness that is you. It is being without story. Without beginning. And without ending. The witness, awareness, it has no shape. It has no form. You cannot see it. But it is a feeling of presence. It is an awareness of being that is you. And from your natural identity, when the thoughts come and when the sensations come, they have no power to move you. There is nothing here for you to seek or for you to do. You are by your very nature free. You're not bound to body nor mind. You're not bound to a false identity. You're naturally free. In reality, in truth, you have no identity with a body or a mind. You have no identity with sensations or feelings. And there is nothing personal to be or be attached to. You are the very presence of freedom without expectations. And yes, without hope. Okay? And without dreams. You are the everything and the nothing that is. So from this heart, from the essence, from the identity that you are, from here, there is no person, and there is no person present. There is just being. In this place where you are right now, nothing is needed because nothing is missing. You are it all. And this feeling of being, ask, can this ever fade from you? Can this ever really go away? Can this reality ever be lost? Or even found if something has tricked you into believing it was lost? There is something that is witness to and aware of the play of person. Something is present that is aware of the old stories and the weaving of new ones. Something is witness to and aware of the actions and inactions of a body and mind. And this something is aware that it is none of what it is witnessed. Follow a breath. Now, pay attention to the one that is in witness to the happening. Following the breath. There isn't a you here doing the breathing. You are here as witness to breathing. Follow the breath and pay attention to the one that is witnessing the happening. Who will you serve today? And now we will stop buying into the thoughts tempting us as to who you are and what you are. Stand in the stillness as your true identity. As you live each moment, bring attention to the one that is its witness. Be still. Thank you. Okay, how did everyone do? A little more clear seeing, perhaps? Okay. You have any comments?
Thank you, Mary, for this beautiful transmission of love.
Thank you,
And
love. Thank you.
for reminding us, you know, that nothing has any effect on I am. Thank you so much. Just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Does anyone yet have a reason why they cannot be the divine presence of God consciousness?
Mary?
Yes, love.
You know, listening to you, what came to mind is I used to do volunteer work with infants. And just, you know, I learned so much from just watching them. They were in awe of their surroundings. And obviously, I don't think the thinking aspect of their being had set in just yet. And later on, I worked in a hospital with children that were older, and I could see the emotions of, you know, fear, anger, desire had already set in. And these children were like 4, 3, 4, 5. So listening to you today, I think of the wonder of an infant, you know, just being born and just being.
Mm-hmm.
And the from the Bible, unless you become like a little child, you can't inherit the kingdom of heaven. So
right.
Today, is there anybody that can't? What came to me is, and I know I'll be thinking about so many things today, is just to make a pause and revert to a very, very childlike state of just being.
Just be what you naturally are.
What I was born as.
No, before your birth.
Okay.
Before the birth of the body, you are. The body is, well, let's just call it a vehicle or an instrument for this experience. And that's part of the understanding is that I am not the body. I am not the mind. I cannot even be described. My nature is such. It's beyond description. And to live that identity is what is natural to us. To struggle, strife, and attempt to live what I am not is very hard. It's very harsh. It's at best a lot of suffering and a little happiness thrown, sprinkled in somewhere along the way. But it's very difficult to live a lie, even in a human state of understanding. It's difficult to live a lie. And when we attempt to live as a human or as a separate person, it's very much a struggle because it is a lie. I am the presence of God, and I am attempting to tell myself that I'm not that. Try to tell a butterfly it's not a butterfly. It will just go on its way as a butterfly. It doesn't care what you're saying. So, and that's what you have to do with the mind. Just go on being what you are and don't give a damn about what the thoughts are saying. They're all BS anyway. A thought can never describe what you are. So why pay any attention to it?
Mm-hmm.
It cannot. Yeah. Yeah.
Mary, I'd like just to mention a synchronicity that just occurred here. On Thursday, I was at a meeting and I just kept on receiving and hearing Melchizedek And I've been looking into that a little bit and plan on looking into it a little bit more. But what was coming to me is without beginning and without end, and Melchizedek being the Christ. So what Peggy just said there kind of resonated with me in a synchronistic way. So thank you, Peggy.
You're
That
welcome.
that's why I like this back and forth after our talks. It's so helpful to others. You have no idea. And we don't even know who will be listening to this from the website, you know. But I know those that are ready for it will find it. So but yeah, I think you can recognize that the only personal you identity that you have is what your thoughts are saying. Think about that for a moment. And you say, well, why is that? And again, it's because a thought cannot describe what you are. There are no thoughts to tell you what you are. That's why it's you experience it. When I say in the heart or in here, in this place, with being the heart center, it's not obviously not a physical heart or anything of that nature. It is just the being in and as the essence of being. And by that, the letting go, when I ask you to let go, is let go of the thoughts, let go of the beliefs, let go of any hopes or dreams to become. You know, let them go. Just have no hopes, have no desires, have no dreams, just let go. And in that letting go, there is a freedom. There is a power felt. Where is it felt? It's felt within. It cannot be experienced as to what we call out there. The experience takes place within. So experiencing that, as we were doing earlier, it was about experiencing your rightful and true identity. And that's the only place it's going to happen. It's not going to happen in a book, not going to happen in a lecture, not even in a talk. It's going to happen when you go within and you let go the thoughts that try to identify who you are. Always remember there is no thought that can identify you. Nothing can identify you. Any more comments?
Mary, hi, it's Kate.
Yes, love.
I in your talk, you said, remember who you were yesterday.
Right, who were you serving yesterday?
Thank you. Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you. And I was serving the resistance to my feelings all day. I was
You're a serving person, right?
confusion, not liking the experience in my body, and just seeing that was like profound for me. I just feel so grateful for these Sunday mornings and your returning to my true nature. It's like I look so forward to it.
Blessed the day when you don't look forward to
Okay.
it.
Thank you.
Know what that means, right?
I got you, girl. Yeah.
So I think by now you can all understand that what you are has not gone anywhere. It's not even hiding. It's right present right now. If you felt something as we were going through this bit of exercise, if you felt that, that is yourself. Next comes staying there. Or, no, I don't want to use staying there. That seems like you have to do something. But recognizing that when you've turned away from it and you get caught up in a personal identity again, that it only takes that breath, it only takes that moment and the refocusing of attention to what is real, and you are what is real. Okay. Well, I think you all have some quiet time you might want to invest in. And so shall we call this one complete for today? Let's just flip to it. They say it's the pollen. So, joyful blessings. Let us pray. Most beloved self, divine supreme reality, I am as I am, without body, without mind. I have always been as I am now, formless, infinite, invisible essence. Never have I been a body. Never have I been thoughts. I have always been as I am now, blissful and free. Amen. Om Namaste.